I think we need to start with the really obvious thing, which is that the first pairing that comes into people's minds when you say Brazilian music is Peoria.
Right.
I mean, it's just
obvious.
Such an organic connection.
Right.
How is it that you got those two somewhat unlikely things together?
Well, we're based out of Peoria, and I lived in LA for 7 years and fell in love with Latin music there, and moved back in the 90s and decided that someday I was going to put together this Latin band. And in 2012, I met this California girl, explained my concept to her, and she jumped on board. So
it was just an original idea, and it's true. I think you think of Peoria and rhythm and blues, and he had this crazy idea about doing Brazilian music, and it's really taken off, and people really enjoy the different sound.
Yeah, it's pretty irresistible. Did you know much about Brazilian music before this?
No. I mean, you know, my mom would put on a Jobim record when I was younger, but not a whole lot. And I've learned so much. And the more that you listen to it, the more you realize that it's just such a rich music.
When people, American people, think of Brazilian music, they think, oh, samba. Like, that takes care of it. And, of course, there are dozens of other popular styles of music from Brazil. Would you classify your band as a samba band, or is that just kind of an easy entry point?
I think, yeah, a lot of things get kind of grouped under samba, but we actually, I would say maybe 60% of our music is Brazilian-based sambas and bossa novas, but we also do other Latin rhythms that we have a lot of fun with. We do a couple of cumbias, which actually are originate in Colombia, a couple of other like Spanish rhythms, that boleros and different things.
And you do a lot of original music. What's the challenge for a non-native to write inside those traditions?
We spent a couple of years developing our live show and seeing what worked and what didn't. And, of course, most of our audience is normally Americans, but we do have Latinos that come out. But knowing that we're playing primarily for Americans, we knew that, you know, we had to obviously sing in English, because we do sing in Portuguese on some stuff and Spanish. So we kind of wrote, I think, with this jazz pop sensibility, but over Latin rhythms. And that's kind of how it all fused together.
You make me high. Just the thought of you gives the urge to fly. For distant stars to a universe where crazy joy is ours.
You know, this is the question that always comes up, is what kind of music are we? And it is hard to classify. I think sometimes we think of ourselves as jazz musicians, and sometimes we think of ourselves as pop, and I think it's that fluidity that allows us to appeal to so many people and do something a little bit different. And if you talk to our guys that play with us, who are traditionally jazz musicians, I think they enjoy that as well. It would be an interesting question to ask them, actually, because they may have a better answer than we do. But I think it's that melding of genres that really appeals to a lot of people and appeals to these amazing musicians that we have drawn to play with us, which, I mean, every day that I play with them, I think I pinch myself and I'm like, just feel honored to be able to work with these guys.
It is not an unusual merger of jazz and Brazilian or South American pop music. I mean, it's been going on for many decades.
Certainly has. Yeah, Brazilian music actually is a very rich music. And unlike other Latin American music, it's incorporated a lot of jazz, especially the chords they use. Definitely has a jazz influence. I think some of the early samba and bossa nova, like even Jobim, João Gilberto, those guys listened to a lot of American jazz. I'm more Latin, the way I think in my music and in the way I play the guitar. But we've had to pull from jazz, the jazz pool, because they have the chops to do some of this rich music.
Winter seems the time to go, leaving footprints in the snow.
Thank you. the Brazilian Airs, Dove Benoit and Rica Wayne Johnson, with their tune called Blue October from the new recording Algo Diferente, along with trumpeter Todd Kelly, bassist Andy Crawford, and percussionists Tom Marco and Jose Reyes. The Brazilian Airs played some of their music recently in the GLT studios. I asked Dove Benoit how they handle the writing in the band.
Rico is the main composer, and he really comes up with the structure and the chords progressions, and I come in and work on melodies and refinement, and we both, you know, work on lyric together. Blue October was actually co-written by Rico and Tom Marco, who is our drummer, and they really honed that together, put all the refinement on that.
But Blue October really has the feel of a standard. The first time that I heard it, I kind of did a double take when I looked at the writing credits, because I thought, oh, that's got to be a Jobim tune or a Gilberto Gil or something like that. It's really beautiful melody and very unusual intervals in it.
Yeah,
sounds
Tom,
like it's kind of hard to sing, is it?
It's a very difficult song to sing.
And if I can just say that Tom Marco actually composed the music for this, and when he presented it to me, he wanted me to co-write it with him. He had a kind of a Roomba feel with it, and then I talked him into making it a bossa, and then I wrote the words over it. So he, those beautiful melodies in there, that's all Tom Marco, and we're so happy that we could write with him on this.
The last tune that you're playing, you said it was a cover, which I assumed meant it was going to be from one of the great Brazilian writers, like Milton Nascimento you're going to do, or Jobim or something like that.
And we love
that.
Those guys, yeah.
And then, so then you pull out a song from the contemporary pop landscape.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I guess this is another variant of on the question, what kind of band are you? But
what kind
of music do you listen to when you're not playing?
Rico always says, and I completely agree with the statement, there's only two types of music, good and bad. And in any genre, that is true. So, you know, we listen to pretty much every single type of genre of music out there. And I think we really enjoy taking a tune that we hear and seeing whether or not it'll work with what we're trying to do. And sometimes it flies and sometimes it sinks. But yeah, that's a Maroon 5 contemporary song, and we've really changed it into something different, and that's something that we do fairly frequently. But we take them from all different genres.
You know, I think if I could just play my favorite music all night, it would probably be Jobim, and I just love the classic Brazilian stuff. And when we started the band, we actually were doing a lot of classic Brazilian music, and we still do. We do Masquenada, you know, Sergio Mendes and stuff. But we started noticing that when we kept the Brazilian rhythms but started mixing in some contemporary songs, our following started to grow. So that was kind of impetus to find a good contemporary tune that we could actually add some rich jazzy chords and change it up a bit, and it's gone over pretty well.
Well, I thank you very much for sharing your talents with
Thanks
us.
Thanks for having us. Thank you so
thank
much.
Thank you. Thank you. We really enjoyed it.
Would gladly if the road get up and go if I knew. Focus your every outline. Oh yeah, 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 yeah. Paint a picture with my hey, yes. Back and forth we sway like branches in a storm. Change the weather, still together when it aims. But things just get so crazy, living life gets hard to do. And I would gladly hit the road, get up and go if I knew that someday it would lead me back to you. That someday it would lead me back to you. That may be all I need. In darkness she is all I see. Come and rest your bones with me. Driving slow on Sunday morning, now I never want to leave. Come and rest your bones.